This podcast is sponsored by ebookit.com, self-publishing solutions for the independent author and small press. Visit us today at ebookit.com. Hello and welcome to another edition of the Toastmasters podcast, the official podcast of Toastmasters International. Hello everybody, my name is Bo Bennett and I'm here with Mr. Ryan Levesque. Ryan, who do we have with us today?
Today we're speaking with Bernadette Martin, founder of Visibility Branding, LLC. Bernadette is a certified personal brand strategist, speaker, and author, expertly fusing branding with storytelling to help people and corporations strengthen their brands. She's earned the title of Storytelling Sage. Following an MBA and a 15-year international career working with Fortune 500 corporate brands, Bernadette's transition to personal brands was natural. It meshed perfectly with her intuitive nature, entrepreneurial spirit, desire to work virtually and live in the two cities that inspire her most, Paris and Seattle. Bernadette is currently working on her second book, Curating the Corporate Story Online and Offline. Today, however, we'll be speaking with her about her first book, Storytelling About Your Brand Online and Offline. Bernadette Martin, welcome to the Toastmasters podcast.
Welcome, Bernadette.
Thank you. Bonjour, tout le monde.
Bonjour. Bonjour.
I'm hailing from Paris.
Great.
Today. Nice.
Good to have you with us. Well, Bernadette, I did not mention in the introduction that you are an active Toastmaster, and I thought perhaps you could share with us some of your background and involvement with Toastmasters.
Yes, Toastmasters has played a major role in my life and my career, starting actually when I was doing my MBA at Thunderbird School of Global Management, and I heard about a Thunderbird group that was meeting on campus. And that was my first exposure to Toastmasters. That was quite a few years ago. And throughout my career, wherever I've lived, I've at various points hooked up with the different chapters. Here in Paris, I've become really active because I've become transitioned more into becoming a speaker. And so I'm on the speaker circuit, and Toastmasters has really helped me. So here in Paris, I'm actually a member of two groups. One is Busy Professionals, and the other one is Speech Masters.
And are these meetings conducted in English or French?
Well, these are conducted in English. However, when I first moved here, I joined a group that was English and French. So you could either give your speech in English or French. So everyone was bilingual. And I joined that group because I wanted to perfect my presentation skills in French.
Sure.
But since my clients and what I do, I primarily speak in English. I decided to just go to the strictly English-speaking Toastmaster groups.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but it has played a huge... And then also in my book, Storytelling About Your Brand Online and Offline, I talk about Toastmasters and how it's, you know, a great organization, and I give it a blurb. And in fact, one of the president of the Toastmasters chapter here in Paris actually wrote a recommendation in my book.
Very nice. And your book, of course, is what we're going to be chatting about today, Storytelling About Your Brand Online and Offline. Could you share a little bit of information on what your book's about and who your intended audience is?
Yes. So my book is about, you know, fusing personal branding and storytelling, and it's for really anyone who wants to message their personal brand and what makes them unique. So the, you know, whole process of personal branding is identifying, clarifying, communicating what makes you unique. And in a concrete sense, in my book, I give lots of tips, tools, and resources onto, concretely speaking, how to write your story or your bio. And also, you know, in interview situations, how to tell your story in a succinct manner. In my book, I interview about 20 experts on various areas, human resource professionals, recruiters, videos, specialists, just the whole range of experts that have contributed to my book. And as I mentioned, I give lots of tips and tools as well. So it's kind of it can be a DIY, a do-it-yourself type of guide or resource, or with all my courses and presentations and workshops, I use my book and an accompanying 30-page workbook for all of the participants.
Bernadette, this notion of personal branding has come up a few times, and I know it's a popular buzzword today, but maybe you could define the term for us so that our listeners are on the same page as you when you use that term.
Okay. Well, just to give you a little history on the term, it was more than 15 years ago or so, there was an article written by Tom Peters in the magazine Fast Company, which is still one of my favorite magazines. And he wrote this article called "The Brand Called You." And this kind of started this movement, so to speak. But basically, it was taking the same tools and methodologies that are used for brands such as, you know, Nike or, you know, whatever your favorite brands are, and applying them to people. So what makes you unique? And when I kind of came across this article and heard more about this personal branding concept, it really resonated with me because my background was in branding for, you know, Fortune 500 companies and, you know, product and service and corporate branding. And so I'd worked with, you know, companies such as Procter & Gamble, DHL, you know, Citibank, Jardine Richemont, you know, luxury brands as well. And, you know, taking those same concepts and tools and applying them to people made perfect sense for me. And so I became certified, actually, as a personal brand strategist through William Aruda, who I met here in Paris. And so we kind of hooked up maybe 8 or 9 years ago. He was just launching his company. So I became one of the first certified personal brand strategists. Now there's probably more than 300 of us around the world. And it's one of my greatest networks and resources.
And storytelling is basically a part of this personal branding strategy?
Well, good question. Actually, not exactly. That's kind of my add-on to personal branding. And because I feel a really great way to message your personal brand is through storytelling. Mm-hmm. And there's lots of opportunities for telling your story both online and offline. So, yeah, the storytelling aspect is kind of what makes me unique in terms of being a personal brand strategist, because I really combine personal branding and storytelling. And, you know, identify ways to message your brand. Because stories and, you know, the whole talk about movements, I mentioned the personal branding movement, which kind of was triggered about 15 years ago. But in fact, you may have heard of this storytelling movement that is quite recent. And that has been triggered by all of this neurological research that has happened recently that, you know, using fMRI, where they've found that our brains are actually hardwired to think in a story format because it combines the left, you know, the logical, rational side of the brain, and with the right, the feeling, the emotional side of the brain. And there's, you know, synergy there. And so it makes for better memory retention. They've proven that story learning increases memory retention sevenfold. And so just the whole idea that our brains are wired to think in story format versus bullet points, flow charts, pie charts, Gantt charts. So the whole idea of messaging your brand, or like in corporate situations, you know, messaging values and vision and customer experiences using stories, that found is, you know, much more effective than, you know, giving raw data.
Right. Sure. Now, Bernadette, we're all familiar with what's meant by storytelling, but in your book, you talk about what you call storytelling 2.0. Could you elucidate on that a bit, please?
Sure. So what I mean basically by storytelling 2.0 is just where you're telling your story online, because now, as you've probably experienced yourself, when you're going to meet someone or you want to find out some information, what do?
You Google them.
Google them, yes. And that's why I mentioned, you know, the resume. A lot of people say the resume is dead because the first touch point that, say, recruiters or headhunters or investors or, you know, people who are looking for information on you, their first what I call touch point or experience that they might have with your brand is on the internet. You know, they're going to be Googling you. And there's, you know, lots of statistics in terms of how headhunters and recruiters are using the internet and to find candidates and also to eliminate candidates as well, depending on what they find. Mm. So your personal brand could be message first, or that first touch point could be online. Or so that's what I mean by 2.0.
Mm. Gotcha. So when these people, these business associates or somebody looking to hire you is actually typing in and Googling your name, what would somebody like me, if they're trying to look up me, what am I hoping they're going to find? So what essentially makes a good story? What's the story I want to tell them?
Well, that would be for you to answer. that would be depend on your direction, your target, your goals. What kind of story do you want to tell? I mean, of course, it's based on authenticity and
sure.
and credibility. It's not around spin. Some people think that personal branding is all about creating some kind of false image, which isn't the case at all. You want to, present a professional image that in view of who your target is. Mm-hmm. So if you're, want to portray a professional image, then you may want to change your Facebook settings, depending on what you have on Facebook. but in terms of your professional image, LinkedIn is where you want to showcase your professional image. And so that's where, people are going to be going because, are you both on LinkedIn?
I am. Are you right?
Guilty of not being on LinkedIn.
Actually, I did Google both of you and I noticed that. That you mention it, but which is fine. I'm not saying that everyone has to be on LinkedIn because, you may have some very valid reasons and, I'm not saying that at all. It just depends if your target is going to be looking for you on LinkedIn and if you want to be visible to your target, if they're going to be looking for you on LinkedIn. So yeah, I'm not saying that, everyone has to be on LinkedIn at all.
In other words, it's fine if you want to be a loser, Ryan. Have your career go nowhere. Stay off LinkedIn. Really, it's okay.
Hey, it's all about you, Ryan. Whatever you want to do. It's all good.
So probably what pops up when you're Googled is around Toastmasters and what you do with the podcast. I'm not sure. But
we didn't see those pictures, did you? I've tried to get rid of those pictures. I hope they're gone. on a more serious note, how exactly do you work with clients to help them develop and write their story and, I guess, get it out there as well so that if someone is Googling them, they're being found and found the way they want to be found?
Right. Well, I have a process which I call the visibility branding process, and it's basically around four words that start with D, and they're in my book as well. But it's – so I take – first, a client through the discovery process and identifying an interview process, kind of identifying the stories, what they might be, and in terms of where to find these stories, well, a lot of them are on your resume. They're just not in story format. So those bullet points, what's the story behind and the proof of performance behind some of those bullet points that you might find on your resume? What are some of the leadership stories that you can showcase, around your emotional intelligence skills, which is key for recruiters these days, is, they want to know about those soft skills. What are stories say around your personal social responsibility? I call it your PSR versus, for corporations, it's your CSR. Mm-hmm. And so then kind of discovery. So that's kind of an interview process that I go through with a client, and then, developing the stories, identifying, say, 3 to 5 to 7 kind of good stories that will feature not only in the written version of your story or your bio, but also in interview situations. And it's more than just, identifying what you're going to talk about. It's really putting them into a structure. And, you've both, I'm sure, been on in interview situations, or maybe on the other side of the table interviewing people. And what are you looking for, or what do you want to present? You want to have a good story to tell. Sure. About to address those top interview questions, which those are in my book as well, a lot of those behavioral questions. Well, if you have 3 to 5 really good stories kind of ready, you can tweak those or adapt those to those interview questions. and have them ready, so in a certain structure. So one key tool that I use that's in my book is, I call it the visibility branding storytelling tool. It's pretty basic, but it's, you know, where you kind of set up the story based on, you know, the situation, the challenges, the actions, the results, and if there are any testimonials or any kind of wrap up to the story. And so this really helps. I help my clients, you know, develop these structured stories that have a beginning, middle, and end, that are, you know, well written, have a good structure. And it's really key to write these stories down instead of trying to wing it in interview situations in particular. And then so that's the developing, and then the documenting, which is what I mentioned. And then the last D is distributing. So how are you going to distribute these stories both online and offline? So that it would be, you know, your LinkedIn profile, if you're a member of any kind of association, alumni associations or industry associations, lots of times you'll have a chance to post your profile. So that would be online. Also, a lot of people don't know this, but tip here, excellent Google juice is to write a book review on Amazon. And at the same time, you can post your profile, a picture, a little bio, and that's great Google juice, and it'll really increase your SEO.
Gotcha. That's a good idea. Now, one question, that is something that you said a little bit earlier that I was thinking about. You said that you don't want to lie when you're creating your story. You don't want to make stuff up, which I could certainly understand, but you don't want to necessarily tell your entire story, do you? I mean, there's probably a lot of things about each one of us that we don't want the world, especially the professional community, knowing about. So when we write our own story, essentially what we're doing is, it's kind of like writing a resume. You don't put on your resume, I like to eat a pint of ice cream every night after bed. I mean, you put things that you know your employer, your prospective employer, wants to hear. Isn't that the same with writing your story?
Yes. So you want to write it to the particular target. And you can have different versions of your story. In fact, I'd like to reference an image of a chameleon. And, you know, you'll be changing your story depending on the target, or, you know, the placement or the usage of your bio, or, you know, where you're telling a story. Because, say, like in your elevator pitch, right? Mm-hmm. So that's where you only have 60 seconds or so to tell your story. So, you know, you have that story. But, you know, in another situation, interview situation, you know, that first and most often asked question, tell me about yourself at the beginning of the interview, you know, there you might have, you know, a few minutes. So you might want to elaborate more on your story. Or if you're explaining, you know, what you do to a 10-year-old versus, you know, someone that works in your industry or someone that's not in your industry, your story is going to change. So you have to adapt like a chameleon. Change your color, but it has to be at your comfort level as well. So I work with clients from, you know, all over the world. Maybe I mentioned I'm about 80% virtual in what I do. So the name of my company is Visibility Branding, but I'm invisible or in a lot of ways. But so my clients come from all different cultures, and it's a cultural thing as well in terms of how much information they want to give, but it has to be at your comfort level and in view of your target and what's going to resonate with them. So, you know, you want to showcase your professional skills and attributes and experience, but also it doesn't have to be all dry, and you can weave in your interests as well. And, you know, hobbies. In fact, I remember once presenting to a group of headhunters and recruiters, and I just thought, oh, you know, I'll just throw out the question, when you're looking at a resumes, what do you look at first? And so many of them, they said on a resume, they go straight to the end to see if there's like a little section about interests, right. To see, you know, what this candidate kind of something more on a different level, because lots of times on paper a lot of candidates look the same, you know, maybe the same number of years of experience or the same credentials, but, you know, they want something that's a little touchy-feely, something that's a little different about this person.
Yeah. Well, here's a quick question for you. What would you suggest to people like Joe Smith, who have a very common name, when you Google that person, hundreds or perhaps thousands or even hundreds of thousands of names come up. Joe Smith. I'm one of the lucky ones with Bo Bennett. It's a very unique name. So when you Google my name, I'm the first 10 people that come up. And then maybe I think there's a guy who wrote a fishing book and there's a congressman somewhere. But mostly I'm there because it's a unique name. What would you suggest to people that don't have a very unique name?
Mm-hmm. Yes, there's different strategies to deal with that. One, you could consider a middle initial or, you know, what their middle name is. Mm-hmm. But if they are going to use that, then it's really important to be consistent across, you know, all platforms. Right. So if you're going to change your name to, you know, Joseph P. Smith or, you know, Joe, whatever, something Smith, then you want to change that, you know, on your business card, on your LinkedIn profile, on your resume, so that people, when they Google you, they'll put in, you know, John L. Smith.
Yeah, yeah. Give yourself a fancy nickname like Fireball. Joe the Fireball Smith.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good...
There's some personal branding.
Yeah. Yes, and there you go. Nice.
Right.
All right. So, Bernadette, can you tell us a little bit about your website, your book, what you're doing, where people could find more information about you?
Yes. So I have a website, and it's visibilitybranding.com. And my email is bmartin@visibilitybranding.com. So you can find me there. And as well, I would... And there you can find, you know, lots of information about my different targets, because I work not only in academic environments, you know, workshops for lots of MBA and executive MBA programs with some of the top leading academic institutions. Also, I work online. So I give everything I do online as well, in terms of webinars and, you know, one-on-one coaching. And so my different targets are academic institutions, also, you know, one-on-one. Mm-hmm. A lot of my clients actually are in some kind of transition. And so their story is maybe they're going from corporate life to becoming an entrepreneur. So I help them with not only that transition, but in the messaging as well. And then I also work in corporate environments. In fact, that's what my next book is about, is more storytelling and curating the corporate story. So I work with like Orange, SAP, IBM, doing coaching or workshops, because it's personal branding isn't just for people in career transition. It's really for people who just want to stand out, whether that's for internal or external targets.
Right.
So with Orange, for example, I'm working with 30 of their high potentials and helping them with, you know, their messaging.
And Bernadette, I know you have a personal brand quiz that you wanted to offer to our listeners.
Yes, yes, I would be delighted. If anyone wants to shoot me a quick email at bmartin@visibilitybranding.com. I'll send you a fun personal brand quiz. It'll just take you a few minutes. And also a link to determine your Google quotient or your Google ID. So determine if you're digitally dead, dist, or dabbling, or distinct. So it's just kind of fun to see what your ranking is. And I'd be happy to send that to you, to anyone. Just like I said, send me an email at bmartin@visibilitybranding.com.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being on with us. I think this was fascinating. And I appreciate everything you do. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Isn't it about time you published that book you've been thinking about? We can help with that. At ebookit.com, we've been providing authors and small presses with ebook publishing services since 2010. Visit us today at ebookit.com and let us know how we can help you.